It's an original oratorio composed by Angela Reitz, really from a motivation of, A, you know, seeing that really it, when Easter comes around, there are not a whole lot of works, particularly for choir and orchestra, that are available for people to do, aside from the Easter portion of Messiah and Theodore Dubois' Seven Last Words of Christ and a few of the Passions by Bach, which are pretty arduous works to do. So she started this 3 years ago with Bluegrass Opera, and they did it for 2 years, and now it is under the auspices of Everett McCorvey's organization, which is producing it this time around with a fully professional choir and orchestra. And the really interesting thing about it is that it has changed every year. Every year, Angela has taken the performance that has just happened and questioned what worked and what didn't, and written new pieces for it. And there are four new pieces in it this year that weren't there last year. So the audience that comes is not just hearing the same thing every year. And Gregory Touré plays Jesus. He has done that every year in this piece. And he says it makes it a really interesting work, that it's a living, breathing, growing composition.
And the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling has an exhibit of works by international mosaic artists continuing through April, a reception for that exhibit tonight?
They're having a second opening reception tonight. It has been open and it's going to continue through most of the month of April. And it's a really interesting show. It is, quite honestly, an exhibit of some of the best-known contemporary mosaicists. It's only appearing in two places in the United States. One was Charlotte, North Carolina, and the other is in Mount Sterling. But it's a really fascinating exhibit because it is a variety of ways that artists can approach mosaic.
Let's talk about Lexington Vintage Dance and an album. How does an organization focusing on dance, so how do they put out an album?
Well, that was a question we had for them. This is actually their second album that came out earlier this year. It's called A Romantic Revel in the Athens of the West. And what it is an album of 19th century dance music by Kentucky composers. It's basically designed for people to dance to. If you go to their website, lexingtonvintagedance.org, you can kind of see all the things they're up to.
And 50 years ago, the Beatles hit the American shores and the Ed Sullivan Show and so forth. And it's only taken that long for them to come to Eastern Kentucky University.
Right, or they're coming in the form of rain, which is widely called the second best thing to seeing them live. Rain has a tremendous reputation for having really replicated the Beatles, both in their, you know, traditional live look and style, and also in performing many of the songs that the Beatles themselves never performed live in concert. You know, a lot of people forget or don't know that the Beatles really stopped performing live right before the Sgt. Pepper era. So you have a number of albums there, really classic, groundbreaking albums like Sgt. Pepper and the White Album, that never really saw live performances of their music. But Rain will bring that and much more to the stage on Sunday at the EKU Center.